ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. As I always say, I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and this annual sports and cultural meet of Prashanthi Nilayam, which happened in the Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium, just concluded. You had that spectacular performance on January 11th, and the celebrations continued in the Sai Kulwant Hall. You had every evening cultural presentations, dramas by every campus, and then beautiful musical presentation by the Anandpur campus. So last few days have been a festival of very rich tapestry of beautiful offerings to Bhagwan. And if you're someone who was in Prashanthi Nilayam for the first time, like the hundreds of Australian young adults who are in Prashanthi Nilayam, you would be stunned. I was had the chance to interact with them yesterday, and I was asking them how it is to be in Prashanthi Nilayam during Shankranti, during the annual sports and cultural meet. And when I told them that the students performed with preparation of just 15 days, they were really stunned. Their jaws were dropping, because it is really unbelievable if you see what happens on January 11th in the Hillview Stadium. And if someone were to tell you that all the boys and girls, whatever they did, they just practiced for 2 weeks, 10 days and 2 weeks, that's all the time they had to perform, you would definitely say that no, this is not possible. Yes, this is not possible. This is possible only because it is Swami who is doing it. It's only because it is Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. It's only because boys and girls are doing it for Swami. And that is the glory of the sports meet. In fact, there are any number of stories about how the sports meet event happened. Every day, every moment, every event, the boys and the girls feel the presence of Bhagwan. So I thought I'll give you a glimpse of how the sports meet happens. Just one or two stories, but very moving stories. You will get a glimpse of what makes the sports meet so spectacular. Let's begin with the torch song, because the sports meet begins with the torch song. The torch song is a very lively, vibrant tune every year. After all the boys finish the march past and take positions in the Hillview Stadium, then you have this song wherein some of the best athletes of the university take this lamp lit by Bhagwan, like it happens in the Olympics, and they jog around the stadium, and then they give it, hand it over to the torch vehicle. And this year the torch vehicle was the Nandi, the vehicle of Lord Shiva. So Nandi carried it over Lord Shiva sitting there in the Hillview Stadium, the beautiful statue of 20 feet statue of Lord Shiva. So Nandi carried it in the air to this huge, massive torch, which is lit every year during the sports meet. And when that happens, all the students are there in the Hill Stadium, all the audience are watching at the unfurling of the sports meet, and a song goes on. And every year this song is a very beautiful one. So let's begin today's program, today's episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, with this torch song of the annual sports and cultural meet 2019.
The best athletes of the university take the torch for blessings from Bhagwan. The torch will be taken to this year's torch vehicle, Nandi, the celestial bull, known for his implicit obedience and devotion to Lord Shiva.
Mandakini Talila Chandana Charchitaya Nandishwara Pramathanatha Maheshwaraya Mandara Pushpa Bahu Pushpa Supujitaya తస్మై మకారాయ నమః శివాయ. తస్మై మకారాయ నమః శివాయ. Thank you.
सफर में दुनिया के मंजर में अंधेरे सफर में सूरज सा बनकर तुम छा गए। हमने सोचा था जीवन ये पतझड़ सा सूखा है साई बरखा बनकर तुम आ गए। ये साथ हमारा है तुमसे फूलों का जैसे शबनम से तुम साथ रहो हर दम ओ साई मां।
हम है तुम्हारे तुम हमारे
celestial bull Nandi carrying the flame towards the principal torch, which will mark the commencement of this year's annual sports and cultural meet.
सजा दी जिंदगानी तो क्यों ना हम लिखें साई तेरे प्रेम की कहानी। रिश्तों की दास्तां को मिल गया कारवां हर दिल की संदूकों में तेरा प्यार है समा।
दिल में उम्मीद यही है यही
बनके हवा का झोंका सा तेरे पास पास रहे तेरे पास पास रहे तेरे पास पास रहे।
हम है तुम्हारे तुम हमारे
So that was the torch song, and if you understand Hindi, you will love what is being conveyed in the song. We are saying, "Dunya ke manzar mein अंधेरे सफर में सूरज सा बनकर तुम छा गई। यू आर टेलिंग स्वामी दैट यू नो इन दिस लाइफ इन दिस वर्ल्ड यू नो वेयर वी आर enveloped with darkness, we are enveloped with ignorance, you are that light, you are that beautiful person, you have come like this beautiful rain, you know, we thought our life will be like a desert, but you are that beautiful spring, you are to us like the dew is to the flower, and you have that refrain that hum hai tumhare, tum hamare, you are mine. We are yours and you are ours, and this bond is from many life, from lifetimes. And let your name be sung on every tongue. Let sigh become the song of every soul. So that is how this beautiful song, this torch song, you know, it's about light, and the light of our lives is sigh. And it goes on to say that we will not be far from you. This is our only wish. You are our hamsafar. You are our best friend. You are our constant companion. Our breath is because of you. Tere rehmat se hum saans, hamare saanse hain. You know, we are breathing because of you. Like wind, let us be with you. Pass, pass rahe. Let us be with you every moment, every second, close to you, close to you. It is you who has beautified our lives, and we will write the story of your love. Dear listeners, the sports meet is a story of his love. It is a beautiful saga of his grace, of his munificence, and the way he takes care of the little hearts who, with a lot of love, intensity, and determination, are out there to do something spectacular for Sai. In fact, just to give a glimpse of this beautiful saga of love that is the sports meet, we also offered a few days back a melodic story. It was a YouTube video on Radio Sai YouTube channel. It was the story of Bhagwan's love for the students and the students' love for Bhagwan, which gets exemplified in such a lovely manner during the sports meet. Let me play for you a part of this melodic story, and then I will share with you more details of the incident that is mentioned in this episode of Melodic Story.
One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions that happens on the 11th of January every year in Prashantinilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability, and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he lies dance lopala, uddanna kudanu, vinaka, Swami ka aashchejikara management yokka, dushyani nilupinchalani, paiki ekkadu, 12 adugula paiki. Akkada nunchi jari paddadu. పడేటప్పటికి మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొకరు నందించమని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది, మీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్టు చోటిస్తాను. కట్టుబట్టి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. అర్పి దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందం పడింది. నేను చేయిబెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను.
So there Bhagwan was himself narrating how that boy from Darjeeling, despite being told not to do, wanted to perform a spectacular stunt before Swami. He was part of the lion dance and he climbed 12 feet, and as he was trying this feat, he fell from that height and he hurt himself. And Bhagwan says how he told the boy to take rest and ask someone else to perform that item, but he said, no Swami, this life is for you. If I cannot offer it to you, then what is the point? I will somehow do it, and this will be my gift. This is what I can do for everything that you have done for me. Let anything happen to this body, I will perform. And Bhagwan says that it is this boy's determination. This determination is what made me so happy. And so I placed my hand over his neck where he had hurt himself, and I told him, everything will be all right, you may go ahead and do the performance. And that boy did the performance. I'm going to share with you that story, but before that, let us listen to Bhagwan again, because Swami is telling here something very, very significant.
వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టగడపటికి ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దిస్ డార్జిలింగ్ బాయ్, ఇఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ బీట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సాయి, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that his love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
So Bhagwan says there, based on the thoughts and resolve of each person, my will two manifests. Swami says his will do miracles for us, but it is based on our thoughts, our purity, our intensity of prayer, our determination. And Bhagwan says, finally this boy performed and made me happy. If you make God happy, there's nothing else that you need to do in this world, because everyone else automatically will become happy. I had the chance to talk to this boy who was hurt, and I wanted to document and capture and share with everyone that whole story of how he fell, how Bhagwan touched him, how Bhagwan gave him a new life, and how till today he continues to serve in his mission. And his name is Dr. Sai Satish. This incident happened way back in the December of 2001, and the boys performed it in the January of 2002. So here is a conversation with Brother Sai Satish from the Department of Chemistry, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Sai Ram brother, Sai Satish, and welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Sai Ram brother.
You are someone who has had the opportunity to be with Bhagwan for close to 30 years now, and as a student and later on now as a teacher, this annual sports and cultural meet just concluded, and I know that for many years you have been involved with the lion dance, and we have seen how Bhagwan was so deeply involved in the preparation and the presentation of this event. Swami would always very excitedly look at this event, and so you had the opportunity to present this in the physical presence of Bhagwan. So if you can share those memories of lion dance and how you had lion's share of his attention thanks to this event.
Thank you, brother, for first having me here in this studio. I'm sure that recollecting all those incidents will be truly blissful and divine for me. For we are going back in the memory lane to the December of 2001 and Jan 2002, when for the first time some of us got to hear this word called lion dance.
Mm.
So, in fact, I think it was around December 5th or 6th of 2001 when Swami, during one of those darshan rounds, happened to ask the then warden, Professor Shivashankar Sai, as to what was the events that were planned for the sports meet that year. And it was still in the pipeline. The events were still
being decided.
So even as Swami asked this question, that started some work. So they got to know that there was a person who was then volunteering and doing seva in the Chaitanya Jyoti, who knew something about this art form called the lion dance. Incidentally, lion dance is a form of traditional dance in Chinese culture and other Asian countries, in which performers mimic a lion's movements in a lion costume to bring about good luck and fortune. Mm. And the lion dance is usually performed during the Chinese New Year and other Chinese traditional cultural and religious festivals. So we weren't aware of all this at that point in time. So what happened when the news came around that we were to have an item such as this? A few of us put out our names and out of curiosity got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember the warden, he had called us to the Ishwaramba school on, I think it was December 8th night. Yeah, it was a Saturday. And he had mentioned that such an item was to be there, and since none of us knew what it was, he just told that it would involve two boys being part of this lion's costume. So you had a lion costume on, and there would be one boy who would play the role of a head and another boy who would play the role of a tail. And together they formed this thing. And he said more we would learn as we go along. And the next morning, this is December 9th, all of us were seated there for the Sunday darshan. And when Swami came in, the first thing, as usual, along with other conversation that Swami would usually have about the breakfast and so on,
yes,
this aspect of what's the item that's going to be for the sports meet again came up. And this time the warden was ready. So he told Swami, we are going to have the lion dance.
Mm.
So he said, lion dance? Oh, okay. Tell those boys who are part of this event to come after the darshan, after the bhajans are over, to the Purnachandra.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Special session.
So it was just six pairs, so 12 boys. So 12 of us landed up in Purnachandra.
So you had just begun to practice, right?
No practice, nothing.
Nothing. You just gave your names.
Yes, we were just told that the earlier night we were to be part of this event, and next morning
Swami wants to see you.
Yes. So we got there, and as we were entering Purnachandra, from far we saw an orange rope. So we thought maybe it looked more like an idol or something, or a statue. And then as we went closer, we saw that the statue was moving. So it was actually Bhagwan who was standing on the...
waiting.
On the dais. He was standing there and waiting.
Wow.
So we immediately rushed in.
Because you have 3D images of Bhagwan on the stage of Purnachandra Auditorium, actually.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and only when the image was moving, we knew that it was Swami in person.
Yes.
So all of us rush up to him, and Swami says, oh, so you are the boys who are going to do lion dance. I have some of these lion costumes that are, I think it is R3. That was the place where it was kept in one of the rooms. Swami said, you go there and you bring them back here. While bringing, ensure that nobody sees it. So cover it well and bring it.
Okay.
So we went there, we found the lion heads, and the lion heads are in turn connected to a huge cloth which covers the whole of the body of both the boys who are to become the lion. And then we got it back to Purnachandra, and then Swami said, okay, begin your practice.
Oh, wow. What a thought of doing this item, and Swami has already arranged for the costume.
Yeah.
In his own mysterious way.
You will not believe it, brother. What happened? We thought, okay, maybe Swami just wants us to get a feel of getting into the costume. So we just got into the costume. We really were clueless what to do next. We just got into the costume, and what happens usually when you are the tail of that lion, in the sense you have the boy who is the head, you have the tail. So what happens when you get into the costume, unconsciously, because you cannot bend so much, you start raising your head. So for the lion, it looks as if the lion has now become a camel with a hump.
Oh, yeah. If the second boy raises his head.
Exactly. So we would have Swami come up and he would put his hand on the head and push it down, saying, you are not a camel, you are a lion.
Be a lion.
Be a lion. And he would push the head down. And then, we will again go all the way down to get that. The way the lion should look.
Wow. The coordination between both is so vital in this.
Yes, absolutely. Because it is like though they are two boys.
You
in
have to
that,
feel one.
Yes, exactly. It gives you a feel of what coordination, what skill, the amount of dexterity that is needed.
Yes.
You have to think and behave as one and not as two.
Yeah.
Maybe it has a spiritual connotation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. So then what happened? Swami said, start walking.
Oh, okay.
So we also started walking.
You're just experimenting.
Yes, yes. And then, so we kept walking.
Yes.
For maybe another half an hour. Swami went in for some time.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept walking in the
pool. Figuring out.
Yeah, figuring out what to do with this costume.
Yeah.
And then it became around 11 o'clock and the warden felt we should inform Swami that we have done sufficient practice. We should take leave. So the warden went to inform a few of the people who were there. And then I remember both Sainath sir and Brother Satyajit, both of them came and said that, no, actually Swami wants you to continue your practice here.
Oh,
so
oh
we
God.
Were told to go complete our lunch and come back to continue with our practice.
So you can practice in Bhagwan's abode.
Exactly. Wow. We were to practice both the morning and evening in Purnachandra.
Wow.
So we went, we quickly had our lunch. All of us were excited because we knew now this is one of an opportunity, one of a kind.
You never thought that, becoming a part of this item would give you this much of grace.
Yeah, to be very frank, brother, we were in one sense skeptical because we didn't know what was lion dance. We thought it's just about some dance that we have to do. But we were just exploring things.
Yeah.
And now this became a golden opportunity to just be with Swami.
Be with Swami, yeah.
So what we did, we went, we finished our lunch and quickly rushed back. And then what to do? We again started walking. So we used to walk. We used to put on the costume.
The lion has taken birth and the lion is learning to walk.
Yes, yeah. And so we used to walk from one end of Purnachandra to other end of Purnachandra. And this went on for 2 continuous days. Then Swami realized...
You didn't have any trainer?
No trainer. That elderly gentleman who was coming in from Chaitanya Jyoti.
He knew a little bit.
He knew a little bit. And since he was very old, he would just instruct us to walk in a particular fashion. That's what the training we got from him.
Yes.
And with this, what we realized, we had to go from one end to another end. And 2 days went by and Swami realized, if I were to leave it to these boys, then they will just keep doing this. So then immediately at that point in time, I think Swami had Mr. Hira. I think Swami had sent word to Mr. Hira to arrange for 2 coaches to come from Singapore.
Wow.
And within a matter of another 2 days, we had 2 coaches come from Singapore, one Mr. Francis Goh and another one Mr. Chu. Both of them were there, and the moment they came there, they were professionals in doing this lion dance. They had in fact done it on a few earlier occasions in the Kulwanth Hall.
Okay.
They had already done this where they had gone around on the Chinese New Year Day and distributed toffees and so on wearing the lion costume.
Oh, wow.
So they had already performed in front of Swami, and for them it was another blessing, the divine call which came out of the blue. So they were here within 2 days, and that is when we started our professional training as such in this wonderful art form called the lion dance. So I will share with you what happened on a personal note.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that was really an eye-opener to me, because whatever you do, if you do with sincerity, with purity of purpose,
yes,
and to perfection, whatever you want to offer your best to Swami, I've seen this time and again that Swami takes care of the rest. So in this case, the coach landed up. We started practicing and we were all enthusiastic because we wanted to show the best to Swami, and we wanted to show it immediately because we didn't want to go and again start walking in front of him.
Yeah.
So the coach started telling us how we can take the boy who's the tail, we'll take the boy who's as the head on his thighs. So we are supposed to, the head will jump. And when he jumps, we are supposed to guide him on our thighs. Suppose I am the tail.
Yes.
I have to guide him on my thighs.
Mm.
So that is where it started. We started doing that because it gives now a feel as if the lion is now beginning to climb or show certain acrobatic skills.
Yes.
So the lion is becoming more lively.
Yes.
In terms of its action. So even as we started doing this, the coach went on a little bit further. He said, see, you can even take the head, that is the boy who is playing as the head, you can take him on your head, that is the tail's head.
Oh, okay.
So some of us were really excited about it. So on hearing this, the coach had just said this and turned around. I was at that point in time the tail of the lion, and I had another boy who was anyway the head. So once I heard this, I immediately wanted to try this out.
Okay.
Just so that maybe by evening we can show that to Swami.
Because, you know, you are getting this chance to practice in Bhagwan's abode. And if you can show anything to Bhagwan which is unique, you know, you're really doing justice to such a beautiful opportunity that Swami has given.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because those days, for few of the initial days, before what we call the chong, the entire metal structure on which you perform, was to get ready, we were doing a bit of the practice in the hostel and then would go for the afternoon session to Purnachandra. So that 1-2 days when we are practicing, that is when the coach had just arrived. So, and he had given this instruction about that possibly you can try this thing of taking the head onto the tail's head.
Mm.
I got really excited about it. And when the coach had just turned to instruct somebody else, in that moment of excitement, I told my head to jump. He jumped and I took him on my head.
Mm-hmm. So the head will land on your head or on your necks, on your shoulders?
On my head.
On your head?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but something went amiss.
Oh.
He didn't land on the center of my head. He slipped a little and landed on the front part of my head. So, with his weight, immediately my neck bent.
Oh my God.
There was a jerk that happened, and I heard two sounds, two cut-cuts happen.
Oh my God.
And I knew something was wrong. Of course, the boy immediately jumped down, and I was just stone still. I was just standing there as such, not realizing what had happened. And then I realized I couldn't move my neck.
Oh my.
If I had to turn, my whole body had to either turn left or right. I could not, one bit I could not move my neck to even to a degree to the left or the right. And I knew that something was gravely amiss.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Still very scary.
Yes, yes. The coach, he realized what had happened, but he realized that it was beyond him now because something had already happened. Some injury had happened.
I mean, even before he could have guided you into how to do it, you in your own enthusiasm.
Yes, yes. It was surely my excitement. I should have waited and taken precautions. But you know how it is when you want to do something for Swami. There is no end to it. You just want to jump. Whether it's jump into the fire or jump off a cliff, anything.
I know. And at that age, though, you just want to try. You're full of adventure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that evening, once again, all of us went to Purnachandra and the practice began, and Swami observed that this head of mine, this boy who was acting as my head, he was not doing the practice, surely because I could not be part of the lion now, I was just standing aside. So Swami asked him, what happened? Why are you not practicing? He said, Swami, my tail, the boy who is, the tail is...
So my partner is...
Yeah, my partner, he's having an injury. So Swami said, oh, what happened? And he said, Swami, he got hurt on his neck. Swami said, oh, okay, let's see, he'll be fine. And the first day went by. The second day Swami came. And again he sees my partner is just standing there doing nothing. So he asks him, what happened? And he says, Swami, my tail is injured.
Mm.
And now Swami realizes this boy is going to keep telling the same thing every day because I am not moving on the other side. I am just standing and observing the whole practice session.
Hmm.
So Swami then signed for me to come forward. I went up to him. Swami asked me to kneel. That itself I was finding it difficult, but somehow I knelt.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swami asked, where is the place where you got hurt? So I pointed my neck. I told Swami, this is where it is.
Mm.
Then Swami gently kept both his thumb on top of that spot, and he kept rubbing it for close to 30 seconds to a minute. He just kept rubbing there. Then he patted my cheek and he said, you'll be fine.
Wow.
So even as this was happening, there was another boy who also wanted to get the chance. So Swami, I too have a neck pain. Swami said, hey, don't joke around. Yeah, don't act.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, Swami, since he had asked, Swami was doing for him. In the meantime, when Swami was just doing it gently for that boy, I moved aside to create the space for this boy to come in. I moved aside, and when I moved my neck, it was perfect, brother. Believe it or not.
Fine.
Yes, I could do a complete 360.
Lion was reborn.
Yes, yes. The tail was rejuvenated, I would say. Completely, it was back in place.
You have been stunned, right? You would have thought, is it really believable?
Yes.
Is it really true?
Oh, yes. That's what I would say. You should be very careful of this doubt. So, after this happened, the first thing that came to my mind was, am I completely fine? Like, Swami, yeah. In a jiffy, he transformed. The moment I got the thought, I found a bit of my pain coming back.
Yeah, the moment the doubt came.
Doubt, yeah. Mm. It is. You should be very careful of this doubt. Mm. Yeah. So, I found a bit of this pain coming back. So, I was like, Swami, please save me. Like, again, I should not get this pain back. But then Swami realized what was going on in my head. He again called me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't worry, you'll be fine. Just ensure you tie a kerchief around your neck for holding it in place for the next few days, and it will be fine in due course of time. And as things stand, you can see for yourself how I can now rotate my neck all over.
That you had a wonderful presentation in the sports meet that year.
Yes,
right?
Yes. In fact, I could go ahead and do the same
stunt
where I could take my partner onto my head and complete that entire thing. What had initially started with the feeling I should do it for Swami, Swami ensured that it got done.
Wow, amazing. I mean, if you're doing it for Swami, you know, even if you sort of miss in your adventures, you know, even if you perhaps committed something wrong, but if it is with that pure intent to please Swami,
absolutely.
You know, only so that to bring a smile on his face, then he will take care.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he takes care so wonderfully in ways that you cannot even imagine. Perhaps he does it in a manner, the most unexpected time, most unexpected way. And perhaps leaves you with a memory to cherish forever.
It's truly divine because every time you come to think of it, you realize that Swami used that as an opportunity, lion dance as an opportunity to wipe away you don't know what karma.
Yes.
Right? It's man's adversity is God's opportunity. But like you said, if you have that pure feeling that it is for Swami, it is for that one beautiful smile on his face, then he completely turns around, be it whatever negative consequences, he takes it upon himself to ensure that we sail through. And at the end, we have it as a beautiful memory to cherish as well.
Yes, yes. And you know, in the beginning you said, lion dance is generally done for good luck and fortune. And that is what it has given you.
Yes.
I think the very opportunity to practice in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan, to being cured. Now, when you think about it, Swami has so many lions in the Cyclone Hall. You know, you have those two big lions behind, you have two big lions in the front. So somehow, I think Swami always wanted, you know, his boys to be like lions, to be courageous, you know, to be that self full of one without fear.
Yeah, majestic.
Majestic, absolutely.
Royal.
Yeah.
It's as good as Swami's children are Swami.
Yes.
The way Swami looks, the way Swami walks, the way he talks. He wanted each one of us to become that epitome of that perfection that he is.
Yes. And lion dance as an item, if you see, it is something which has color, beauty, as well as adventure. I mean, it has all the elements which are cultural as well as athletic and adventurous, isn't it? I mean, as an item, it is fantastic.
It's all encompassing. It's definitely. In fact, I should say at this point, Usually this lion dance is done as an acrobatic skill. Mm. But for the first time, I think, in the history of lion dance, Swami had the lions march to a slow march beat.
Yeah, yes, I remember that. Yeah.
So Swami was asking the coach, saying that, let's have the lions march. And the coach was telling Swami, we generally don't have the lions march.
Swami wanted the lion dance to be part of the birthday procession.
Exactly, yes. So what happened? Swami said, no, in India, in Puttaparthi, the lions will march. So we had the band play for us the slow march beat, and we had on that year 25 lions.
Wow.
So 12 on either side and one golden lion, which was to be the captain.
Yes.
To lead this entire battalion of lions. So we had 50 boys who were as part of that lion dance program, who initially started off with Swami's procession as he came by in this grand procession that we have as part of the annual sports and cultural meet. So we took Swami all the way along to the dais.
Yes.
And then the performance of this lion dance item was mentioned as the chancellor's item.
Oh, wow.
So it was given for whatever reason that Swami deemed fit.
Yes.
He said that this would be the first item that would happen after the march passed, after the ceremonial march passed. And so he ensured that all the other campus performance would come after this. So first thing that year, in 2002, January, we started off with the chancellor's item being the lion dance performance.
Wow.
And the other thing I would say, so we first went to Purnachandra on December 9th.
Mm.
And of course, the last day that we went there for the lion dance practice session was January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But that 1 month of time that we spent with Swami was truly a honeymoon period, I would say, in any and every sense.
Wow. Divine honeymoon.
Divine honeymoon. Because you would go there for the morning session and Swami would come whenever possible. And evening session was guaranteed that we would have definitely one or two interactions. So what Swami would do, he would come, take a look a little bit into the practice and then go for the evening darshan.
Oh.
He would give the darshan and sometimes during or after the darshan, he would bring some VIP guests to see the performance. And once again, at the end of the arati, he may again come back and peep through the
curtains
there, just seeing what is happening. And he would just pamper us. I would say lion dance was just a pretext.
I know.
Yeah, because he would come and during the practice sessions, he would come and start giving us sweets, chocolates, just flood us with all those kind of tokens of his love.
Yes.
Basically, tokens of his love that was every day touching us so very deeply. And in fact, on one day, Swami said, see, I should get you a very special tiffin.
Oh.
So he ensured that from the Woodlands Hotel in Bangalore, we had all these tumblerlies and vadas. I think the menu had 15 to 20 items just for a tiffin.
Lion really needs.
Yeah, lion's share, lion's share. Yeah. So he had all of that come. It was specially brought to us. And can you believe it, brother? At the start of the session, Swami made all of us sit on the Purnachandra dais. He told us all, 50 of us were seated there.
Mm.
And then Swami said he would serve. So we said, Swami, we will serve.
Mm.
We will serve. He said, no, 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 no. I will serve. So he went, he picked up a sweet box, and he came to each and every one of us, bent down and asked us to partake the sweet.
Oh my God.
We were all literally in tears because Swami at that point in time also had a little bit of knee pain and there was a lot of pain that Swami was going through even at that point in time.
Mm.
But he said, it is my children, and a mother wanted to feed her children that day. And so he came and every child who was seated there, Swami bent down, asked us to take the sweet and ensured that once the plate was set, all the items were served, and truly we had a lion's share of the divine feast.
Wow. Now, when you reflect, brother, you never had any idea what this event is going to be. You just had given your name out of curiosity. And now when you look back over so many years, this not only became the chancellor's item when Bhagwan was physically there, but after that you have this item, you know, every 2-3 years probably in the university.
Yes, yes,
and,
that's correct.
And every time it is a beautiful occasion for you to fall back on those memories, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Those memories perhaps now are eternal springs of inspiration for you.
Yes, yes. I would say it's very contagious because every time the coach is called for this performance, the kind of commitment that he and his team bring along for this event is phenomenal. The same amount of commitment, sincerity that he had in 2001, we now had this Lion Dance event just performed even a few days ago on January 11th morning, and you can see the commitment come from the coaches. You can see the same commitment come from the students. For whatever reason you see, of course, it is Swami. It is Swami. But the event by itself is so very beautiful. The costume of the lion itself, you can see, actually the little children in primary school or Ishwaramba school get so excited seeing the lion because you can flap the ears, you can blink the eyes, and the lion looks truly lively. I don't know if I can share this another incident, but it is very important that we know the extent to which Swami goes to take care of particulars. Very minute details, because at the end of the day, we are his children. And it is the mother that always Swami is when he is with his children. So some of us, Swami had called during the Lion Dance performance for an interview. And in the interview, Swami had mentioned several things. But one aspect that touched me very deeply was, as I said, I don't know how I'll say this, but nevertheless, it's important that we all know how caring Swami is. Can you believe it, brother? Swami went to the extent of telling that boys should have their supporters on.
Oh, okay. Mm.
While performing this event, it has a lot of element of risk. It has, I would say, you have to be very, very careful.
Yes.
In both how agile you are, both physically and mentally. So Swami wanted to ensure that whoever was performing was physically in that state of fitness and mentally in that state of fitness.
Even you look at Bhagwan, you know, as a physical mother would want to do everything for the protection of the child, you know, all the sort of precautions that have to be taken. So Swami would guide us to do everything. At the same time, if something happened, he's always there as the Divine Mother to protect you. But, you know, you see all the shades.
You see, it is all in one, brother.
Yes.
It is the ever-protective mother.
Yes.
The chastising father. One of the sessions in Purnachandra, when our results were declared, Swami had come there with the GPA cards of all of us.
Yes.
And you could see the reprimanding father when the boys hadn't got the right kind of marks. You could see that Swami was a little upset, and he was taking boys to task, saying, you have to do well. So, as you mentioned, it is that loving mother. It is that father who installs in you the discipline aspect of it, and the ever protective divine. So I am just sharing with you the incident where you saw the divine aspect, like in a jiffy he cured me of what I thought was a
lifelong injury.
And on the other side, he went into minute details of how we should be prepared for the event.
Yes.
So on the overall scheme of things, it was in those 30 and odd days, every aspect that a devotee could relate to, a child could relate to, everything was covered. And it was all love, love.
And I think that is what the sports meet is. It's a festival of love, creativity, and His grace. And it continues to be.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Beautiful, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
So, that was Dr. Sai Satish, who had the beautiful opportunity of joining the Sri Sathya Sai Primary School way back in 1989. And then he went on to do his bachelor's in sciences from the Brindavan campus and his master's in chemistry in 2003 from the Prashantilam campus, and then went on to do his PhD in analytical environmental research in 2007. And after that, he also had the opportunity to be research assistant professor at the Center for Advanced Sensor Technology, CAST, and the Department of Chemical and Biochemical Engineering, University of Maryland in the USA. And over these years, he's been a keen researcher. He has published 66 publications in national and international journals, conference publications, and book chapters, and he actively collaborates with international reputed institutions like the University of Maryland and FDA of the US. So this is what Dr. Sai Satish is as a professional, but Swami makes someone like him do lion dance, and through that lion dance, Bhagwan uses that medium to fill him with his grace, fill him with his love. So that is how the students of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, as Swami wanted all the students to be integrated personalities, you know, wholesome development of your body, of your mind, of your spirit. And this occasion of the sports meet, in fact, everything that the boys do in the hostel, it's contributing always towards this overall blossoming of every student's personality. And the basis of all this is developing this intense love, this deep love for Bhagwan, and then experiencing the cascading grace of the Lord. And this melodic story segments that I played for you before was based on this beautiful, eternal, enigmatic story of love. You know, the sports meet is a time when every student writes in the journal of his life another chapter of divine love. And you know that if there is anyone anywhere in the world who will be with you no matter what, no matter where you are, and always stand by you, it is Swami. They build that connect, and that happens through all these beautiful events that are part of the academic calendar of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In fact, a beautiful song that summarizes this relationship is what was part of this melodic story. And let us go back to that last segment of this offering of melodic story, which was done specially for the sports meet.
Boys take Bhagavan as their very life.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధ డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింటెడ్.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధమైన అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
కనుక పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమం.
When boys are secure, Bhagwan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము.
అంత తల్లి కంటే 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి.
గంట ఇంట కంట ఉండి అన్ని విధానం నిన్ను సంరక్షిస్తాడు.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ విత్ యూ, ఇన్ యూ, అబౌవ్ యూ, బిలో యూ, అరౌండ్ యూ, అండ్ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
మీ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
హూ ఇస్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్? గాడ్ ఈజ్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. छोड़ दो हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो. तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो. गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी म. माँ हरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ वृंदावन के फूल है माँ तुम में समा जाए माँ वृंदावन के फूल है माँ तुम में समा जाए माँ दिल में बसने वाली साई माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ.
No wonder, whenever this song was sung, Bhagwan would be so overwhelmed. His eyes would overflow and he would ask again and again for this song to be rendered. If you understand Hindi, you will also will not be able to contain the emotions welling up in your heart, because we are saying that don't ask me how is my mother, because I cannot describe it to you. Because he is someone who has been with me. He is like my breath. He is my life. He is my eternal friend. Only one I can bank upon. And only one who has filled me with a love that can never be put into words. And every event of our life, every event in the life of every student, every devotee, is a saga of this. It reminds me of another very beautiful qawwali that Swami always loved to hear. Sai bina raha na jaye, and it starts with mohabbat ki kami agar dil mein ehsaas hai to zara jhanko to paoge ki sai paas hota hai. Anytime if you feel that there is lack of love, you feel that there is some vacuum in your heart, if you feel that maybe I'm not being loved enough, all you have to do is just look within and you will feel a spring of love. That spring of love is waiting to envelop you. It's just that you were looking outside. That is the story of all of us. That is the beautiful bond. That is the beautiful treasure. That is the beautiful gift. That is our lifetime's love story. And this is what gets written again and again in the annual sports and cultural meet, during every program that the students present, during every performance that happens in Radio Sai, during every event that happens in the Satya Sai organizations, during every little thing that happens in your life, in my life, in the life of everyone in this universe. Just that we have to be aware, we have to wake up to this, be present to this, and then we will experience the omnipresence of His love, the omnipresence of His presence, the omnipresence of His grace. Thank you so much. It's been really a very lovely journey with you this Thursday morning, and we'll come back with more stories in the next episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside. There is something really exciting coming up in the next week. Till then, thank you so much and stay tuned. And if you have any comments or suggestions, as always, please feel free to get in touch with us. If you want to write anything personally to me, you can write to Bishu, B-I-S-H-U at radiosci.org. You have our WhatsApp number, 9393258258, if you have any feedback. Thank you so much for being with us on this lovely journey of discovering Sai and being one with Sai. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.